بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to another Head Up the Podcast episode. إن شاء الله you guys have been in the best state of health and iman, and a big, big, big jazakallah khairan for all the beautiful comments, reflections, and sharing and support that you guys showed previously on the last episode in regards to all things about Ramadan and the message that we all needed to hear. And it was a message from my heart to yours, and I pray that it was received. And I pray that inshallah, ya Rab, this Ramadan is the Ramadan where we all go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of our broken pieces, and He just mends us because He's our creator. He knows what's best for us. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be humble and allows us to reap the benefits and rewards of this blessed month and make it our best Ramadan yet. Say Ameen. Straight to it. Inshallah, like once again, I make the videos and then I title and that kind of stuff it. So I plan for this video to be called like, I need your help. And wallahi, if I'm so excited, I am so excited. Like I needed to make that dua at the beginning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to like expand my chest and to untie the knots in my tongue. Because I need it. Like I just want to vomit everything because I'm so excited in regards to these projects that I have for this upcoming Ramadan. And I'm so excited to make every single one of you be a part of it. So inshallah, ya Rab, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to fundraise this Ramadan. And I want to fundraise for multiple projects. Because subhanAllah, I was speaking with the MATW team, which is the charity that I'm doing this all these projects through. And it's a charity that I work very closely with as well. They were like to me, so what do you want to fundraise for Ramadan? And I just wanted to start crying. I felt like a kid, like a fat kid in an ice cream shop. And they told me to just pick one. But I want like cookies and cream. I want chocolate. I want caramel. I want pistachio. Like I want all the ice creams. And you're telling me I have to pick one? So I'm picking all. And inshallah, ya Rab, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to do it all. The main big project that I want to do is I want to raise in the month of Ramadan, $130,000 to sponsor at least 100 orphans for a year and feed many in the month of Ramadan as well. And originally it was many, like all the orphans around the world, because Alhamdulillah, MATW is in over 28 countries. And the orphan project is a project that's very, very close to my heart. And so my main goal is I want to fundraise $130,000 for orphans. But now, inshallah, I'm going to add a specific option to make it specific to the orphans of Palestine, because there has been so many orphans recently in Gaza, and these children are going to need our help. And the reason I've set such a large goal is to so that we can sustain and nourish and care and love for them for at least a year. Let's not just dump and run. That's never something. It's important. And right now, it's so important right now, especially in Gaza, because they need every single thing that we can get. But setting up sustainable things and long-term things is something that I'm really passionate about as well. So inshallah, that's the main project. And also, I would like to build a masjid in Yemen. And there are so many benefits in towards building a masjid. Inshallah, I want to build a masjid in Yemen. And inshallah, I want to build a water well. And inshallah, I want to have a general fundraiser because MATW does stuff like eye restoration surgeries. For just $100 Australian, you can literally pay for someone's surgery to go and get their eyesight back. Because due to like a fund, say in Indonesia and in Afghanistan and Pakistan, that's just a couple of the countries, these people lose their eyesight. And they can't afford to get the surgeries to get their eyesight back. So imagine in the month of Ramadan, you give someone's eyesight back. And these projects is, it's not just me. It's my online sisters halaqa group that I run. So we sort of called ourselves Sisters in Islam. And subhanAllah, it started 2 Ramadans ago. And in the last 2 Ramadans, we have built over 4 orphan homes. We have built over 3 masjids and we've built over 5-6 water wells and have fundraised so much for Palestine, for Morocco, for Turkey, for Syria, for Libya. Like we've done a lot. And originally my intention for our group became as a halaqa group to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then whenever I was doing my fundraisers, I felt the need to include these sisters because it's like a this is our ticket to Jannah, and especially in the month of Ramadan. So I'm very, very excited to be doing this alongside them, and I invite every single one of you to be a part of this project. And just on orphans, we know so many times has the message of looking after orphans and not forsaking the rights of the orphan been mentioned in the Quran. And doesn't the Sunnah place such an emphasis on caring for an orphan? Wasn't our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam an orphan? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you want to soften your heart, then pat the head and care for an orphan. Don't our hearts need softening right now? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I and the one who takes care of an orphan will be like this in Jannah. And he put his two fingers so close together. So can you imagine being so close with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam is promising you companionship in Jannah if you care for an orphan. And guys, if you think about it, where's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah? You think he's in the lowest levels? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in the highest levels. And he is promising you his companionship if you care for an orphan. Like, if that's take my money, I'm sold. And even in the Quran, in Surah Al-Fajr, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the hypocrites not caring for the orphan, not giving money to the orphan, subhanAllah, when I was listening to the tafsir of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in a way, I don't have the exact words right now, but when you give money to the orphans, you're not giving anything to them. As in, like, it's not yours that you are giving. The orphans have their own right within your wealth. And your test is whether you are going to give it up to them. So you're really giving them their own money. You're giving them the money that is theirs. And that's like many aspects of sadaqah, but it's specific to the orphans in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it in Surah Al-Fajr. I highly recommend you guys to go and listen to the tafsir. And it's like the bottom of the page that it's about about the yatim. I'll try and get it specifically. But yeah, so that's like orphans. I'm just going through the benefits because you see what I mean? Like, I couldn't pick just one. Like, I want to care for as many orphans as I can, but I want to build a masjid as well. That's a sadaqa jariya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you die, all of your deeds stop except for three. And that is a righteous child or offspring that prays for you. And that doesn't just have to be your child. Like, you could teach someone and, you know, then they grow up and they grow up praying for you. Like, it's very vast. So a righteous offspring that prays for you, a what was the second one? Beneficial knowledge that you leave behind that will continue to bring reward. So for example, you teach someone the Fatiha, as long as they keep saying that Fatiha, you continue to get the rewards from it. Even if you are dead, you are continuous. That's sadaqa jariya. That's ongoing sadaqa for you, even while you are in the grave, up until the day of judgment. As long as your sadaqa is benefiting someone, whether it be a child, your knowledge, or a sadaqa jariya project, you are continuing to get rewards, even when you are in the grave. And the third one being a sadaqa jariya project. And a masjid is a sadaqa jariya project because that is continuing to bring you rewards, even if you have passed away. Say you build a masjid today and you die tomorrow, people are still going to be praying in that masjid. People are still going to be listening to the Jum'ah khutbah in that masjid. There's still going to be weddings and funerals in that masjid. There's going to be classes. There's going to be Quran recited there. Every single time anything and any benefit comes from that masjid, you are getting rewarded from it, whether you are in this life or you are dead. Like, that's investing in your akhirah, subhanallah. So, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whoever builds a house of Allah on this earth, Allah will build for him a mansion in paradise. Brother, this is an investment into your akhirah, and you are guaranteeing yourself a mansion in paradise. And I'm inviting every single one of you to join me in building your mansion in paradise. Contribute whatever you can towards building this masjid in Yemen, and inshallah, Ya Rab, one day we'll get to see it. One day, you know, I once, because whenever you do a project with MATW, I should, for those people who don't know about MATW, it's a charity that started in Australia by Brother Ali Banat, Allah Yarhamhu. He was diagnosed with cancer. He was a millionaire, rich businessman. He was diagnosed with cancer, and he took it as his gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he decided to sell everything, get on the first plane to Togo, Africa, and go and sponsor an orphan. And he passed away a couple years after that, but his legacy is still living on. MHEW is operating in over 28 countries, and thousands and thousands and thousands of orphans are being taken care under this organization. Thousands of masjids have been built, thousands of water wells have been built, so many widows are being looked after, so many eyes have been restored. In every situation, there's been khair coming from this organization. And Ali Banat, Allah yarhamhu, he's getting rewarded for it every single day. So he's left a legacy behind. And this Ramadan, I invite you all to leave your legacy behind as well. Like, I invite you to join me in this project. This isn't just mine. This is, yes, it's myself and the Halaqa sisters that initiated it, but I want every single one of you to be a part of it and take it on as if it is your own. Share this around with as many people as you can. Donate towards it as much as you can. And never, ever, ever, ever think that any donation is too little. A simple dollar can go such a long way, and you don't know whose donation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to place barakah in. So as for the masjid, can you just imagine, like, imagine the rewards of someone converting to Islam through this masjid. Every single day the Quran is going to be recited, and we talked about in the previous episode that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the person who recites like a letter from the Quran, they get 10 rewards. So can you imagine how many rewards you're going to accumulate? And we need as many good deeds as we can. Every prayer prayed that you are getting rewarded. Like, it's see what I mean, how I couldn't pick between them. And as for the water world, like, water is life. There are communities out there that have access to no water whatsoever. No clean water, nothing to drink with, nothing to wash with, nothing to do anything with. And even if they have access to water, it's kilometers away and it's not even safe enough to drink. I remember our MATW team went to Africa, and they showed us like the water that these people are drinking, like nothing, like it's adi, it's normal, and they put it in a bottle and it's literally murky brown with bits and pieces in it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that none of you truly believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Would you drink that type of water yourself? Would you give that type of water to your loved ones, to your kids, yourself? You wouldn't. You wouldn't accept it for yourself. So why are we accepting it and allowing it for our brothers and sisters? And you might look at the world and be like, oh my God, there's so many problems. I can't solve it all. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you to solve it all? Or did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you to do your part and leave the rest up to Him? It's only upon you to do your part. And subhanAllah, I was speaking about this with my friend. I can't remember in what context, but in this dunya, you're going to be judged by people based off the results, based off what the outcome is. But our deen isn't like that. Like, for example, you are in a math class and you study day and night, hours and hours on end, and you have a classmate that doesn't study at all. Like, they just manage to breeze through it. They don't put any effort in. In the end, they pass, and in the end, you fail by one mark. All they do is they look at the mark. They're not going to be like, oh, look, you know, you worked really hard. You know, we might consider da da. No, they just look at the results and khalas, that's it. Whatever effort you put in, no one cares. They look at the results. You passed, you failed. That's it. But with our deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your efforts. It looks at how hard it was for you to struggle to get that, to get there. How much it took from you to give that thing up, how hard it was to for you to start that good deed, how long it took you to get from X and Y. You get rewarded for every single ounce of struggle. I don't know where I was going with this, but I'm trying to say it's like you're only judged and rewarded based off what you can do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that He doesn't burden a soul with more than they can bear. So you know what you can do, do that. Leave that behind, leave that legacy. And wallahi, whatever you give is the eternal thing that you have, like everything else that you spend on in this dunya, it's going to go away. But this is there for you in your akhirah, and this is going to continue bringing you rewards even after you have passed away. So yeah, I as I said, like, I'm very, 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 very excited about this, and I'm more excited to bring you guys on this project and this journey with me, because there's a real need for it. Like, Palestine has broken us and shattered us in so many different ways. And we really need to strive every single way that we can in the month of Ramadan. And this charity project is a project that's dear to my heart. And alhamdulillah, I was privileged enough to be able to go to the orphanages in Togo, Africa with MATW. And I went to the orphanage that Ali Banat, Allah yarhamu, he built himself first, and he was there. And subhanallah, the orphans that he sponsored at a young age back then are now the imams at the masjid there. They're the teachers there. They're the workers there. So it's like full circle. It's not just once again pump and dump. Like these kids, some of them are getting Quran scholarships to go to Egypt. Many of them have memorized the Quran. And subhanallah, when I was there, it was my favorite moments. My favorite moments was going to Fajr prayer at the center. And they have this big, beautiful masjid there in the center for the orphans. And subhanallah, so like a typical morning in the life of the orphans is that they wake up and then they make wudu and they go to the masjid, they pray Fajr. And we prayed Fajr together, and afterwards we sat together, and the imam led everyone in the du'as and in the adhkar, and then they get into their Quran circles, and then they read Quran, and they have their little dars and their portion of memorization, and then they go in outside, and then they have breakfast, and this is all in the orphan center. And then after they have breakfast, they go and they change their clothes, and then they come and line up for school, and then they go to school. And I'm like, subhanAllah, this is all before 8 a.m. And this is them every single day. Like these are the future leaders of the ummah we are investing into. And there are so many orphans around the world that need our support. And I really like, orphan is something close to my heart. And we all know the benefits of charity, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the best charity is the charity given in Ramadan. So let's really, really aim to give a lot and to do a lot for our ummah. And I think we can do it. Like, I know we can do it, because it's not because of me, it's not because of you, it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help us. Worst case scenario, what's going to happen? Worst case scenario, what is going to happen? We don't reach our goal when we get rewarded for our intentions, and whatever money we raise goes towards the orphans anyways. Like, is that the worst case scenario? Because, like, I don't want to be satisfied with that, because I want to aim high, but it's not bad. Like right now, we get you share it and someone else donates, you get rewarded for that. Like minimal effort, like maximum reward. And there are so many benefits of charity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that giving in charity like extinguishes your sins the same way that water extinguishes fire. We're trying to get as much sins removed from us in this month of Ramadan. So give your charity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that giving in charity protects you from calamity. You don't know what calamities and what hardship and which trials are coming your way, and your charity will protect you from that. One of the 10 people under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment is the one that gave charity with their right hand without their left hand knowing. So that secret charity, that little transaction that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no one else knows. It's just you and him. And that's your little secret that you can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that who will give Allah a goodly loan so that Allah may reward them and bless them tenfold and tenfold and tenfold. Like you are giving a loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a give and take. It's you give to him and he's gonna immensify it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, never, ever, ever does giving in charity decrease in your wealth. You don't look at it, it's like, oh, I gave $10 to charity, I lost $10 from my bank account. You don't know. Like, we can't monetize these transactions because it's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, not only is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that giving in charity blesses your wealth. Whatever wealth you have, bless it with the charity that you give. And many of these projects are Zakat applicable as well. So inshallah, I'm gonna link it all in the description below. And another thing, you can also, only for the orphan, big orphan fundraiser, I'm gonna make this an option. Whenever you can click on this link and you can automate your donations for the month of Ramadan. And if you do it before, I think it's the 10th or 11th of March, whenever you set and commit to donating $3 every single, at least $3 every single month towards this, for example, this orphan campaign, LaunchGood adds an extra $100 on it. They just put $100 into this fundraiser because you decided to commit and give daily. I don't understand how it works, but I'm like, hey, if you're putting money in my fundraiser and it's going here, then why not? And rest assured, with MATW, It's 100% donation policy. Like, I have seen the work on the ground, and I know the team, and I know the ihsan that they put into it. And when I say no donation is too small, no donation is too small. Because subhanAllah, when I was in Africa and we did a rice distribution, we did a big rice distribution of 2,500 bags of rice, and it was being distributed to all of the people there, and it was gone within seconds. And there was this child that came, and he saw that all the rice bags had gone, but he still came and he was picking out rice from the dirt, from the grass, and he was putting it into his shoe that he had. And he was picking it up and putting it in. And I was so, like, I hadn't seen stuff like this before. I'm so shocked looking at this kid. And he was looking at me shocked, like, why are you shocked at me? Like, he was so proud of the little rice that he had accumulated in his hand. And he was so proud to take this home and show it to his family. Literal rice from the grass. And so when I say that every single dollar counts, every single grain of rice counts, it all matters. And remember, your transaction is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's 12:20 a.m., but I really am excited to share this project, and I really am excited to invite you all towards this as well. And inshallah, ya Rab, we can do it and we will reach it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from every single one of us. And I want to extend the invitation to yourself as well. If you wish to start your own Sadaqa Jariya project, or if you wish to fundraise yourself for your own project in the month of Ramadan, I'm going to link a fundraising form in the description below as well, where you can set up your own fundraiser towards a specific project that you have. And you can even set it up on behalf of a loved one that's passed away. You can do it on their behalf, because you can do projects and you can give in sadaqah on behalf of someone, and they will get the rewards for it. So if that's something that you wish to do, if you've lost a loved one recently, you can do sadaqah on their behalf. You can even give sadaqah on their behalf, or you can even build towards a whole project on their behalf as well. So yeah, I am really excited about this. Sorry for this random video. Like, I know it's got nothing to do in the it does actually. I'm not sorry for it, because Ramadan, it's a lot. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the charity given in Ramadan is the best charity. So it's got everything to do with where we are right now. And my podcast is aimed for us to better ourselves in every single aspect. And I'm telling you that giving in charity extinguishes your sins. It gets you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It gives you the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It builds you a mansion in Jannah. It protects you. It gives you shade on the day of judgment. It protects you from calamities. I think I said that. It blesses your wealth. It extinguishes your sins. I'm saying that again, and so much more that I haven't planned, and I'm like, my mind is so like excited and like a gazillion wires right now. But go search it up. Go search it up. I dare you. Go search up the benefits of charity. And if you find less than 100, then I don't know what to say. Like, there's so many benefits, and we all are in need of the rewards. We are all, and if anything, we need to help our brothers and sisters. The greatest way of showing gratitude to the things that you have is helping others get it as well, and donating from what you love to those people as well. One of the SubhanAllah, this always scares me. One of the regrets of the people of Hellfire in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, they say, send me back just so I could give in charity. We're not there now. We're here. So what are we going to do? Jazakallahu khairan. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places barakah in this, and whatever you give up for his sake, not just money in this month of Ramadan, but your time and your efforts and your sins, whatever you give up for his sake, I pray that he replaces it with better and better and better, and blesses your wealth and grants your rizq in all capacities, and just brings us closer to him this Ramadan in the way that we need it most. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So jazakallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.